All right, so I'm pretty sure that by now, if you haven't managed to see this video of the family dragging their relative's body into the Old Mutual offices, that somehow you would have got wind of what actually is shown in the video. And a lot has been said about this man who died in KwaZulu-Natal and how his family decided they were going to haul his body into a branch of Old Mutual because they were upset the insurance payout was delayed. Now, it really was a very dramatic set of events, visuals showing the distinct shape of his body in a navy blue body bag being dragged onto the company's premises in protest at the administrative delay. So I don't know about you, but it was a very macabre sight in my view.
So I saw the caption, the video, and I never bothered to open. Because firstly, I think I took it personal because I just put myself in the shoes of the family.
Yes, yes.
Firstly, to see your loved one in that body bag, Joe, that is...
Traumatic, isn't it?
I mean, sometimes these body bags are not even cleaned. You know, so your loved one in there, in that state, in that lifeless state, and having to deal with issues of burials and stuff. I mean, for me, embarrassing yourself like that, demeaning yourself like that in order for you... Demeaning yourself and the spirit of this person.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yes. In order for you, because all sorts of cultural things around that as well.
There are. This is the one moment when you actually need all the dignity to be
respected.
And to be applied to every single thing. Yes. I mean, people even say you don't speak ill of the dead, even though we know this person was bad, whatever. And we've had this discussion a million times about whether it makes sense or not. Blah 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 blah. But then. And then people have got to go through this. I actually couldn't believe it. I didn't even bother to open it because I was just in disbelief.
You know, and it reminded me as well of certain things that you told me about rituals that occur in African families after the passing of a loved one.
Yeah.
How, for example, you speak to that person and you say, we are moving your body to this particular place or that. Clearly, that was not done in this case, and that's one of their concerns.
Yeah.
But the unceremonious nature of it was what got to me. And subsequent to all of that, Old Mutual paid out. Because they had proof that he was dead. And that seems to me what was accounted for part of the delay in not paying out on time. But as you have suggested, many people are wondering about the desperation it took for the family to resort to this action in the first place. And our reporter, Nkosiko Naduma, was with the family earlier today, had a chance to speak to them. And he joins us now. And Nkosiko, hi, how is the family feeling after everything that's happened?
Hello?
Hi then, Kosikona. I believe you met the family today. Give us a sense of how they're feeling after what's happened.
Hi, Joanne. The family is feeling very frustrated with Old Mutual, and in fact, they're saying they're now taking the company to court. They say that they feel undermined because of their social status. They say that they were rudely treated by the staff at Old Mutual, and this disturbed them during this grieving period, as their loved one, Sifi Somjali, was about to be buried, and they were struggling up until the last day, as they did not have the means to actually bury him, seeing that the money that they're actually also contributing to Old Mutual to bury their loved one who they told us that has been sick for a while. They said they were using their pension money and child support grant that the government has given to them, and therefore they really feel traumatized by Old Mutual, Joanne.
So tell me, why was there a delay in the payout of the death benefit in the first place in Kosikona?
Well, from what the family has told us is that on their side, it's not clear what actually took the delay on their part. What they told us is that their family member, Sifi Somjali, died last Friday, and they actually applied for the money to be released on Monday. They said that Old Mutual did not communicate with them up until Thursday, when they went to actually visit the offices. They were told that Old Mutual was still conducting some sort of an assessment. When they probed further about what assessment is this, what proof they needed, if they actually needed also to talk to the funeral parlor, Old Mutual, according to the family spokesperson, Tandaza Njali, she said that Old Mutual simply said, well, there's no answer. All they're doing is that they're still conducting an assessment. And they said that they returned on Friday again, and they were told to wait for hours. They were told to wait for 3 hours, as Old Mutual staffers at the Kwadukuza offices in KwaZulu-Natal were still conducting the assessment. This was the point upon which the family was frustrated, and they actually resolved to actually bring the body, the deceased corpse of Mr. Sifiso Mjali.
Tell me, has the burial now taken place?
Yes, the burial took place on Sunday, Joanne, and they said that, well, despite the challenges, they were able to bury their loved one. But the challenge that this family has told us, Joanne, is that now they have to perform rituals, you know, traditional African rituals, because of that of that move that they had to take on Friday, where they had to go and drag the body of Mr. Sifiso Mjali. They say they're now also scrambling for funds to actually try and do this, and they feel that Old Mutual should in fact play a part in supporting them as they try and do their rituals to appease their ancestors, because they feel that that move is going to bring them bad luck as they go further in life.
Has Old Mutual responded to that request at all?
We are not clear. We are not clear if Old Mutual has responded to that claim as yet. But what we know Old Mutual has said publicly is that they are working with their tribe and they will try and assist the family, and also they have now made sure that the family has received the money that they're supposed to get. But that is information we're looking up to, Joanne.
Thank you very much for bringing us that story. And Nkosi Konodumo live to us there from KwaZulu-Natal.